So we got four more storytellers this evening, one of whom you've seen on stage already. I mentioned that she has an, let's just be real, unhealthy love of Tom Hanks. And that is, she's also why we're here tonight, so thank you so much for helping to put this together. Katie Johnston Smith!
It's not unhealthy because I have not legitimately stalked him, so fuck yourself, Eric. Okay.
Have you illegitimately stalked
him? Yes. Cool. Hi, I'm Katie. I've already been up here. Yeah, great. And I love Tom Hanks, but this is not a story about Tom Hanks. I'm very sorry. I'm very, very sorry. No, I'm not. I'm not, nor have I ever been an athletic person. Thinness and muscle mass are only a value for purely vain reasons. Vanity is the only reason I exercise, and it has been since ninth grade. In eighth grade, I was chubby, I had braces, I had an acorn-shaped haircut, and I only wore knockoff Umbros and concert t-shirts from the many times I had seen Christian contemporary music artist Rebecca St. James live. My eighth grade crush Steve Shaw is in the audience tonight, and he can tell you why he did not requite my love. It's because I looked like that. Sorry, Steve. Okay. I tried sports here and there, but usually got cut from any sort of serious athletic endeavor because I was bad. So when I discovered that my high school's cross-country team cut no one, I was thrilled, and I signed up immediately. It came as no shock to me that I was also not great at running, as I was one of the three worst people on the team. Running provided benefits that stretched far beyond meddling in 3.1-mile races through the open fields of western Pennsylvania and sometimes Ohio. The real prize for running as much as I did was the fact that I could beast pizza rolls and donuts at lunch with no effing consequences! Baby! Yeah! Since the benefits, vanity, and actually feeling pretty good after practice far outweighed, no pun intended, the drawbacks, I ran cross country until the first few weeks of my senior year when I was cast as Charlotte in my school's production of Charlotte's Web, which Steve was also in! you guys saw it too? He was great. He was great. Cool. Rehearsals directly conflicted with cross-country practice, so my very sweet coach, Mr. Schreiner, gently suggested that I focus on the play and drop from the Mount Lebanon cross-country junior varsity roster. I was a little sad, but mostly not, for I was to be a star. And I mean, I mean, not really. I wasn't a star. But after one of the cross-country kids' moms saw me as Charlotte, she asked my mom why I even ran cross-country in the first place. My mom replied, to keep herself humble. But she didn't also know that it was to keep myself thin. Thank you!
Thank you, Katie. The very humble... So talented, Katie Johnson Smith. I was talking to Steve out in the lobby, and he was like, this isn't the first Your Story show that I've been to. So I like that you specifically called him out as someone who, you know, spurned your love. I'm sure that makes him feel very welcome. Hi, Steve. Anyway, that was great. Thank you, Katie.
What?
I was thinking.